Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Shino, one of the pastors here on staff. We're going to continue in our sermon series, For God So Loved the World. Last week, Pastor Nathan kicked us off with a powerful message that God came down and visited us, but he didn't just visit, he stayed. He moved into our neighborhood. And you know what? When he moved in, he came with a mission. His mission was to reconcile us back to him. And so today, I want to talk to you about this. God not only just moved into the neighborhood, but he moved in to do work. And that work is to come and believe God for the best for the broken. You know, God wants us to be restored and to be made whole. And so if you have a Bible, you can turn to John chapter 4, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 10. Very familiar passage about the woman at the well. It says this, now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had gone to through a town called Samaria. So he came to Samaria, a town called Sychar, near a plot of ground Jacob had given to his sons Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. And so the Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask for me a drink?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God who was at that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you the living water." And so here it is, Jesus, you know, there back with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And, you know, Jesus was a rock star. Everybody wanted to be around Jesus and they started hearing some things about him. You know, Jesus, knowing their intention, they were there to confront him, but it wasn't his time yet. He picked up and he began to walk towards his town in Samaria called Sychar. And as Jesus arrives there, it says that he was tired. You know, it just shows that not only was he God in the flesh, but he also had that human nature as well. And it was important for us to understand that there's times when you're going to be tired. There's going to be times when you feel like, man, I can't go longer, especially in this season. You know, maybe you feel weary out there. You just feel broke down. You need to rest. But what I've learned during those times where I've been the most fatigued and tired is also how God can use me. You know, Jesus was getting ready to be used in a mighty way on this situation as he encounters this woman. And, you know, as he's talking to this woman and he's looking at this woman, he begins to dialogue. You know, during this holiday season, it's not a time to be quiet. But as evangelists, we need to engage. We need to tell people about the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so my first point is this, is that God is radically in love with you. And how do I know? It's because of the pattern right here in this story. See, it was something significant taking place. Jesus was cutting across the grain of society, the grain of culture. See, culture said that it was not good for a rabbi to talk to a woman. Culture said that it was not good for a man to talk to a woman. Culture said that Jews don't have anything to do with Samaritans, but I'm here to tell you today, it doesn't matter because God is so radically in love with you and I that he's willing to break the rules. He's willing to go opposite of what the world says just to reach you and I. And here it is, this woman is blown away because this man is taking time to speak to her. And the depth of this is so deep because if a Jew were to touch anything from a Samaritan, he would be called unclean. But Jesus didn't matter. He said, man, you know, there's something here that I'm on a mission. And God is on a mission to restore you and I back to him. You know, this woman's life was broken. She was down and out. And God is getting ready to undo what only he could undo. And so the first verse I have for you is in Romans 2:4. It says this, don't you see how wonderfully and kind, tolerant and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? And so when people encounter us and they're spending time with us and they're taking time to get to know us, they want details. They want to know how you feel, what you're going through. And we can't be ashamed in this season to talk about the hurt that we're dealing with. Maybe as a mom right now, you may feel like you're at your wit's end because, man, you're sitting there at a TV screen or a computer screen, excuse me, and you're having to have to not just work, but you're also having to take care of your child and make sure that they're getting their classwork done. Maybe your father right now working a job and you're at your wit's end trying to provide for your family and it feels like, man, the bottom's falling out. But I'm here to tell you right now, God wants to encounter you. And a lot of times when we're being encountered, when we're going through a deep, dark situation, the pressure of the past begins to unveil. And there's a God in heaven who wants to clean up our past so that we don't blow up, but we'll grow up in society right now. And so God is intentionally right now slowing things down and unearthing some things. And that's what's getting ready to happen right here with this woman. As God is speaking to her, you know, he goes on and he begins to ask her this question. Hey, if you knew the gift of God, who it was that would ask you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would give you the living water. You know, Jesus is known as the living water. You know, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And you know, this living water is intended to bring that thirst, to quench that thirst that we have, because sometimes we're taking things and putting in, we're parched. We're parched right now. We're dried up. We're going through so much right now. And we need a miracle from God to be healed and to be restored. You know, the past sometimes can drag us down. The past sometimes can hurt us. And this woman has a past, and God is getting ready to delve right into it. It says this in Isaiah 59, 1 through 2. It says that his arms not too short and his ears not too dull, that God can't save. You know, God hears your cries today. He hears how you feel today. He knows how you feel today. Just like this woman, he knows what's going on. And he's so radically in love with you and I that he's willing to bust up in our lives any way, shape, or form to get our attention, to let us know that he means business. You know, I can imagine this woman right now just stunned that Jesus wants to speak to her, take time to ask questions, to dive into our lives. And you know, it's tough sometimes when people show up in our lives that are men and women of God and they begin to ask tough questions. Maybe you get a text, hey, how are you doing? Somebody sends it across your phone and you're afraid to tell people what's really going on, man, because if people knew what was going on, maybe they would think that I wasn't full of faith. But now's not the time to be quiet and to be silent. Now's the time to speak up and speak out and say, man, I'm struggling. I'm going through some things. I'm hurting as a father. I'm hurting as a mother. I'm hurting as a college student. I'm hurting as a single. You know what? God wants to hear these things. And there's people out there right now that wants to hear those things too. And here's my second point. And the reason is this is because Jesus wants to set you free. He wants to set you free. He doesn't want you bound up in this season. He doesn't want you broken into this season. He wants you healed up. He wants to heal you up so that you can be the man or woman of God that he's called you to be. The Bible says this in John 8, 31 through 32, who the Son sets free is freed indeed. And I'm telling you right now, during this season, this holiday season, yes, Jesus is the reason for it, but allow him to come into your life in a fresh new way and to break up the apathy, break up those dark places of hurt and pain and deliver you and set you free so that you can think clear, that you can be the man of God that you've been created to be, the woman of God that he's created you to be, so that you can go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ and what this season is really about. Set her free. You know, he began to ask some hard questions. He began to dive in and began to poke a little bit. And it's never fun when God begins to poke and begins to ask some things. But you know, God knows everything about you and I. It says this in Luke 12, 7. He knows every hair on our head. And so I encourage you today just to surrender. Surrender the hurt of the past. Surrender the pain of the past. Surrender what you're going through right now to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knows. He knows you. He knew this woman inside and out. He knew some things about her that she thought that nobody else knew. But God knew, and God wanted to do something. And God is wanting to do something with you today. He says that he knows every hair on your head. You know, there's times where I've tried to run from my past, things that are still there. And I've heard it said that we're like Shreks. You know, like Shreks are like onions. Have you heard this saying before in the movie? And what does that mean? You know, every time that we think that we've gotten past something, there's another layer underneath us that we have to pull off. There's another layer of forgiveness. There's another layer of bitterness. There's another layer of anger. Oh, I thought I was past that. But God wants to get to the root of the situation so that you can be free, to be free this holiday season, that the real joy can invade your life. The real joy of Jesus Christ can be in your home, be in your marriage, be with you. That's where that joy Jesus wants to be today. He says he knows every hair on your head. Another scripture verse I have is in Psalms 139, 14 through 16. He says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And why is this important? That we know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made by God? Because this woman was in a bad place. She was in a dark place, running and hiding because of her past. And Jesus was getting ready to put his finger right on it. He was getting ready to speak to it. He's saying, look, I want to exchange your hurt and your pain for this living water. I'm that living water. I'm the one that's going to fill you up. I'm the one that's going to fill the void. I'm the one that's going to make you understand who you're called to be, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're not what society has called you. Yes, you have five husbands, and the one that you're with is not yours. And it stunned this lady. It stunned her because for the first time, man, her business is out there. You know, sometimes it's better just to get it out there. Yes, I messed up. Yes, I've fallen short. Yes, I'm not perfect. It's okay. God forgives you. It says as far as the east is to the west, he's forgiven us our sins. You know, this woman's broken, hiding. Another thing that was so significant is she was at the well by herself. You know, most women came to the wells in packs, and she's running solo. Because why? People didn't want to be around her because of what she had done. But that's okay. Jesus doesn't matter. He's more concerned about what you're getting ready to do and what you're getting ready to be. He's ministering to her, getting to the root of the issue. Five husbands, and the one you have isn't yours. I perceive you're a prophet. You know, when God begins to put his finger on your past and some hurts and pains, you begin to recognize some things that God does know me. He knows the good, bad, and ugly of me, but that's okay. Because his power is here to set us free, fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, I can imagine that, you know, there's things that we've done in the past and people have spoken things over you to make you feel less than a man, less than a woman, less than a person. And you carry that dark cloud over your head. And this woman was carrying that cloud over her, but Jesus was coming to set her free. He was coming to set her free. And freedom is here today for you and I. Freedom is here today. But all you have to do is recognize who it is that wants to give you this freedom. Turn from whatever it is you've been doing and turn to the one that wants to bless you and give you a new start, a new beginning. And that's what we need in this season, a new beginning. And this woman was getting ready to get that. So powerful. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21 that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And I want to tell you right now, whatever's been spoken over you to belittle you, to keep you in that dark place, I'm asking God today to break it off your life, to break it off your mind, and to set you free so you can live the life that you're called to live and be that person that you've been called to be. You know, maybe you're injured today, and there's a difference between injured and hurt. See, when you're hurt, people hurt people. And when you're hurt and you're going through things, you can't do what God is calling you to do and be what God's called you to be. That hurt is so real that all we can do is focus on it. But God is the healer, and he's getting ready to heal this woman. You know, I think about this. There's a story, you know, of Taylor Swift and her story on why she wrote this story called The Mirror Ball. If you know anything about a mirror ball, or depending on your age, a disco ball. And the story is that, you know, she realizes that her life is fragile and that it's broken. And if you know anything about a mirror ball, how they're made is that they take pieces of glass that are broken and it begins to break them together. And when this thing comes together, all these beautiful lights are shining off of it. And as it's raised up, people begin to dance around it. And you know, that's the same thing what God wants to do with you and I. Yeah, those hurts and pains may be sharp, and people are trying to put you back together and bring you back together. And God is trying to bring you back together. But you know what? When that thing comes back, it's going to make a beautiful, beautiful sign, a beautiful wonder, as God does what that ball does, goes up and is raised up, and it just shines and it glows, and people are dancing all around it. People will get excited when they see that you're restored and you're made whole, just like this woman. And my third point is this, is that your joy, your deliverance is a joy to the world. That your deliverance is a joy to the world. And just like that mirror ball I was talking about, when you are set free, there's angels in heaven that are rejoicing. They're excited when a man or a woman turns from their wicked ways and turns back to God. The Bible says this in Luke 15:10. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Who repents? There is joy. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to bring joy to you. He wants to bless you. He wants to raise you up and show you to the world. And I'm here to tell you today, don't let the enemy continue to lie to you, to keep you down during this holiday season. Man, let the joy of the Lord come into your house and begin to praise God and thank God for your deliverance, for your salvation, for your healing, because it is on the way. Joy. It's a joy when you are delivered. There's excitement when you are delivered. God cares deeply about his creation. He cares deeply about his creation, and he's showing that he cares deeply about this woman. You know, there are people praying for you right now. As a staff and a team, we pray for our church. We pray for men and women all the time. We're calling on Jesus for marriages. We're calling on Jesus for your finances. We're calling on Jesus for all these things, because we know that when you break through, others will break through as well. And this is what's getting ready to happen to this woman. Not only did she get a breakthrough, but she's getting ready to go back to her town and tell people about this Jesus, about what he's done. Joy. There's joy in deliverance. There's power in your deliverance. There's things that will take place when you go back and you testify of the goodness of God. You know, I don't know about you, but I remember the first time that I went back to tell people about Jesus, about what he did in my life. And, you know, I was scared. I was afraid to go back and tell people because people remembered who I used to be and what I used to do. But I had to understand that I'm a new creation in Christ, that old things have passed away and all things have become new. I had to understand that I'm a new man, and that I don't live that way no more. Matter of fact, the baptism that I was baptized in, you know, getting in that water and coming up in the newness of life, that God was cutting off that sin-loving nature, and I was leaving that dead man in the water, that man of sin, and coming up like a man of God. I'm preaching to you this morning that God cares about your deliverance and there's joy. But you also got to testify and tell people about the goodness of God in your life. My fourth point is this: testify of God's goodness. You got to tell people. The Bible says this in Romans 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Why is that? Because God's testimony is a blessing and a breakthrough for other people. So when you testify and you tell people, man, God did this and God delivered me from that, man, they can't but want to receive it as well. And I'm here to tell you today, you need to tell people about Jesus Christ. You cannot keep it under a light. You cannot keep it contained in your apartment. You cannot keep it contained in your home. You got to allow Jesus to be lit up in your body and tell people how good he is for you. I know I'm preaching today because some of you right now are broken and God wants to put you back together. Don't allow the enemy to continue to beat you down verbally, to beat you down mentally. You need to allow Jesus to raise you up out of the darkness and bring you into his marvelous light. They overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. This woman goes back and she testifies about all that God had told her, all the things that God has spoken about her. And it said the town was amazed that they came out. Then they had to see it for themselves. They had to see what God had done and who this God is and what it is he spoke to this woman. The Bible says this in Psalm 71:15-19. It says, my mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate to them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me. And to this day, I declare your marvelous deeds. But here's where it gets better. Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. This woman went and spoke the word, told people about Jesus. They came out and they said, man, I don't believe just because of what you said. I believe because of what I see. Jesus Christ is real. Jesus Christ is alive. The Messiah is here in our town, and the whole town got saved. People, I'm telling you today, your brokenness, your hurt, your pain can become a mighty testimony when God puts you back together. Don't wallow in your sorrow no more. Begin to call on your God and let him begin to restore. It is a season of hope. It is a season of joy. Regardless if I can't go and be with extended family, I can still join my spiritual family. I can still join my immediate family. And we're still going to lift up the name of Jesus. And as he is lifted up, all men will be drawn unto him. God is with us in this season. And he's mending the broken. Maybe you feel down and out today. Maybe you feel lost today. Maybe you feel alone today. I'm here to call upon Jesus on your behalf. And I'm asking that Jesus minister to you right where you are. That the same God that parted the Red Sea, that the same God that delivered the children out of Egypt, the same God that spoke the world into existence by the breath of his mouth, will come and visit you and set you free. We're hearing stories of people bound up in bitterness, running off and leaving families behind. No, sir. Stay and fight. Love your wife, love your husband, love your children, and let Jesus be the healer. You may feel like, man, I'm all alone. But just like the name of God who we're celebrating right now, his name is Emmanuel, God that is with us. And God wants to be with you, just like he was with this woman at the well. God is radically in love with you. He will do whatever it takes to mend you and to make you whole. But you got to be willing to be honest with self. I'll close with this verse. The Bible says this in Acts 3:19, that when we repent, times of refreshing will come. And if you're behind this screen right now, wherever you are in your apartment or your home, I would ask that you'd get on your knees and you would make it right with God. That you would turn from your wicked ways and serve the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Make a new declaration and say, yes, Lord, I know I'm broken and I know I'm not perfect, but you make all things new. You make all things new. If you can do it for a woman at the well, surely you can do it for me. You know, and the story goes, the disciples come back and they saw Jesus talking to the woman and they were just blown away. Why are you talking to this woman? And Jesus looked at him and says this, my will or my meat is to do the will of the Father. And Jesus's will, his will in this earth is that we be reconciled back to him and that we be reconciled to one another. We be made whole. That's shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. And that's my prayer for us today, is that he would fix you and that he would make you new again. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for a story in your word of someone so down and out, so broken. Someone that we can all relate to in some way, shape, or form. We all have a past. We all have done things that we wish we shouldn't have done. But Lord Jesus, just like you showed up in her life and you made it a point to untie every knot, to untie every word, untie everything that made her feel less than, so that she could be made whole. I pray you do it for us in this season. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. You be blessed, and may God's face shine upon you.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.